This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature, is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. So thanks for tuning in. Dave, our company is Legacy Financial Strategies. Our taglines, we help you enjoy and protect your nest egg. What a wild ride from last week, from the Fed making comments about raising rates twice in toward the end of 2023, to it going down to coming back. In fact, today, this is Friday, we're airing this on the 25th of June, but on June 24th, set new records for the S&P and the NASDAQ. So stay tuned. Where is that market going? Is it going to go up or is it going to slide back down? We're still in a bull market, but a soft one. So our tagline at Legacy Financial Strategies, we help you enjoy and protect your nest egg, where we try to increase your returns and reduce your risk. So my name is David Gallner, and I'm a master certified estate planner, and my daughter Sherry Marini is a certified estate planner. She had a baby, as some of you are aware. She adopted one baby girl last July 3rd, so the baby's about 11 months, so probably in the next few months, you'll probably be joining the radio show. But in the meantime, if you'd like to set up a complimentary consultation by phone or come in for a meeting, give us a call toll-free at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. At 800-264-4963, or go to our website. We have three of them. LeaveALegacy.com, LeaveALegacy.com, InnovationTaxService.com, and EliteTaxReduction.com. So if you didn't get those down, that's okay. I'll repeat them later because I said them kind of fast. But folks, you could spend literally hours and hours on those websites and get a lot of free contact. But I think the most important thing is have a plan. And if you have a plan or you're not sure about a plan, it's good to get a second opinion. So what do we do here at Legacy Financial Strategies? Well, we show people how to protect their assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down, both on a pre-crisis and a crisis basis. And I've said many times in the back, a lot of people don't like to talk about it, but that's the one item, if you haven't planned for, really, unless you have a lot of money, can literally wipe you out. So my question to you is, what strategy or what method or what block of money do you have set aside to take care of those needs if you need it? Is it in a checking account? Is it in a savings account? Money market account? A non-qualified annuity? Is it in a IRA? Is it in a mutual fund? Where is it? Well, what if you could transfer that block of money that, if you don't need it, will provide a death benefit to your heirs? If you do need it, it can a lot of times double or triple the amount of money you have in it, and you can use it for in-home care, assisted living care, or nursing home. Is there such a plan? Yes, there is. There's always a catch, though. There's always a catch. The question is, do you qualify for it? Do you qualify for it? So that may not be a strategy, but it's better to do pre-crisis rather than crisis planning. We also do Social Security planning. We do tax preparation and tax planning. In fact, I'm going to be delivering a tax return tomorrow, so we have a few on extensions. You got till October 15th, unless you got money coming back. But now is a good time to do tax planning. If you make a lot of money, you might want to check that website I mentioned earlier called EliteTaxReduction.com, EliteTaxReduction.com, and our regular website for taxes, InnovationTaxService.com. And then you can go to LeaveALegacy.com. We've got on-demand seminars. One is on Social Security. My daughter used to work for Social Security office many years ago. We have one, Are You Ready to Retire? Retirement Readiness. How about this one with taxes? And we're going to talk about the infrastructure and all the other items that are going on in the news. But, you know, give us a call. We have lots of strategy, but you can go on the demand seminars. Those are 24 hours a day. 24 hours a day. You don't have to talk to anybody. You can click on, put a little information, and you can download free reports, watch a short video. You can take a quiz before or afterwards or both, and it'll test your knowledge. So one's on Social Security. One, are you ready to retire? How to have a tax retirement. One is on estate planning, wills, trust, power of attorney. One is on women and wealth. One is on estate planning, wills, trust, et cetera. So there's lots of good information. You can literally spend hours. So that website, again, is what? LeaveALegacy.com. Tax, the two tax websites is InnovationTaxService.com and EliteTaxReduction.com. So what else we do? We work with elder law attorneys from Eastern Ohio, Western Pennsylvania. I mentioned earlier about wills, trust, power of attorneys. We're not attorneys, but I am a legal assistant. I work alongside attorneys regarding those areas. And then when it comes to investments or saving, we can't say we have everything, but we have most items. And we like to talk about money like colors of a traffic light. A traffic light has three colors, yellow, green, and red. So yellow is what? Some people say cautious. That's what the traffic light means, but in our terminology, yellow means emergency money. Checking, savings, money market, credit union. We recommend anywhere from 3 months to a year. And then red money is anything go up and down, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, variable annuities. And then green money is where you can't lose money in the market. And those would be long-term CDs, savings bonds, fixed annuities, index annuities. The only way you could lose money in there in a CD if you surrender it before the period's up, or same with the annuity. So everything has pros and cons, but there is some unique dynamite index annuities that we call FIAs, enhanced index annuities. FIAs, fixed, some people refer to them as fixed index annuities. And we have the top 25, Pennsylvania and Ohio. And some of them historically, if you look back tested, have done, believe it or not, anywhere from 6 to 12% with no downside risk. Sound impossible, right? There's also some lot of dog out there that earn, you know, 1 or 2%. A little bit better than a bank. So the same with mutual funds. There's some good mutual funds have done excellent. ETFs, individual stocks, great. And some of them haven't done so good. So everything has pros and cons. We're into the holistic. We don't take one side or the other side. It depends on the individual. That's why when you come to see us, either in person or by way of Zoom or webinar, we do a fact finder, and then we do what's called the retirement roadmap and a suitability to see the road that you're on. Are you going to have enough money to last? And a suitability to find out what buckets of money and where your risk and capacity score is. And then, based on that, rather than show you all investments or all insurance products, we don't do that. We give pros and cons based on what you tell us in these different questionnaires. So if you want to learn more about it, give us a call toll-free at Legacy Financial Strategy at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Set up that 5, 10, 15-minute call or come in for a complimentary consultation. Well, this is not a done deal, but they've struck at least a framework. The Biden bipartisan senators reached a deal on $953 billion as opposed to the $2.1 trillion. And where is this money going to come from? Is it going to come from the corporate arena, which they talked about originally, or because they raised the taxes on the G7 to 15% corporate, so they won't need as much? What say you? Let me give you some ideas where that money is going to go. Now, this is more of an infrastructure. Road, bridges, major projects, $109 billion. Safety, $11 billion. Public transit, $49 billion. Passenger and freight rail, $66 billion. Electric vehicle infrastructure, $7.5 billion. Electric buses, $7.5 billion. Airports, $25 billion. Ports and waterways, $16 billion. Infrastructure financing, $20 billion. Water infrastructure, $55 billion. Broadband infrastructure, $65 billion. Environmental remediation, $21 billion. Power infrastructure, including grid authority, $73 billion. Western water storage, $5 billion. Resilience, $47 billion. So that sounds more like an infrastructure bill. But here's a little catch. Some of the progressive people out there, they may not go for it. So they're also having talks, what we call the reconciliation budget. What is that? That's called the nuclear option, where you need 50-50. And then a tiebreaker is the vice president, Madam Kamala Harris, could break it. So we'll see. This is a structure. They've come to a preliminary. But there's a lot more people that have to talk about it before they pass. And then they're going to be talking about that $6 trillion budget one. That's completely different. So when we come back, we're going to talk about what took place, why the market went up today. This is Thursday. Well, it's Friday, but Thursday's report. And, of course, you'll know Saturday. If we continue along Friday, I'll give you my take on it as well. And then what about the second half of the stock market? Where is it going to go? So this report will be from Zacks. And then I got some things that aren't too good. So I like to give you both sides of the equation. So you listen to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the David Sherry Show. Please listen to this very important message.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to LegacyFinancialPresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show, David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the David Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you didn't get a chance to write down that toll-free number, if you'd like to set up a 5, 10, 15-minute phone call or those websites, I'll give them to you again, and I'll repeat them a few times throughout the rest of the show. So our toll-free number at Legacy Financial Strategies, if you'd like to get on our calendar or come in for a complimentary consultation, is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or go to our website at leavealegacy.com. Leavealegacy.com has all our contact information. So let's give you a report from Zacks, which came out today, Thursday, although I'm doing this on Friday. the initial jobless claims usually come out on Thursday. You know, a couple of times it went under $400, $400,000, but today it came in at $411,000 last week, lower than the upwardly revised $418,000 the previous week. And they said, while step down, it is still second straight initial claims headline back up over 400,000 after we saw three handles for a couple weeks around Memorial Day. Over the past month, we looked at plateau right around 400,000 mark. Not bad, they said, considering recent history, but it illustrates what? We're still a long way to go on the employment. In continued claims, which are reported a week in arrears from initial claims, reached a new post-COVID low of 3.39 million. This is a notable decline from the slightly upward revised 3.53 million reported the previous week. Unlike new claims, continued jobless claims have come down more profoundly over the past 12 weeks or so, well off the plateau we've been seeing around 3.6 to 3.7 per week. And then how about durable goods? Well, preliminary read on durable goods for May, this is June though, produced a bounce back from a negative April number as expected, though not quite as high as hope, plus 2.3%, missing the 2.6% expected, but the second highest read this year behind January's 3.5%. See, so that's positive. April's revision, though, still minus 0.8%, was revised up a half a point. That April number is the only negative one over the past year. Maybe 2.3 is right near the 12-month average. And then you subtract transportation costs. We see this figure drop considerably to plus 0.3%. Ex-defense is 1.7%. We begin to see the story unfold this way, which is why these sub-headlines are so important to the monthly figures. And advanced trade goods for May fell deeper to minus 88.1 billion, the second lowest red record behind the minus 91.9 billion in March. And then the GDP, they figured if it was too hot, folks, too hot. In other words, if it did better then 6.4, that might be bad for the market. But guess what? The GDP, gross domestic product, major role, goods and service, came in exactly at plus 6.4%. This was expected in line with the previous red. We do expect Q2 numbers to excel beyond, especially after reading the Fed's report from last week and listening to testimony from Fed Chair Powell, Jerome Powell, last week. And this, in recent years high, GDP growth has relatively been scarce, excepting the Q3 2020 bounce back from the crater left in Q2 last year. This Q1 print is the strongest we've seen in, you ready for this, the last 7 years. So recent highs, new home sales declined. There's a shortage of them, declined to 769,000 units. Crude inventories declined by 7.6 million barrels. I already mentioned about the GDP for the first quarter at 6.4 and the durable goods at 2.3. Upcoming releases is personal income. That's Friday. Of course, you're listening on Saturday. We'll see what those transpire. Personal spending comes out on Friday. And the core inflation on Friday. You're listening on Saturday, so you already probably know what that is. And the Michigan Consumer Sentiment also on Friday. Now, so what is the second half look? This is according to Zacks. And this is from Shireze Mayan, M-I-A-N, from Zacks. My outlook, he said, for the market remains very positive, even as I acknowledge that there has been some uncertainty in the air regarding the issue of inflation. No kidding. And who? The Fed. Well, it's hard to be 100% sure about such issue. He said, I'm confident higher inflationary readings are likely caused by supply chain straining to meet mini consumption boom. Folks, I don't think long-term there is inflation on a rise. I think it's just transitory I think it'll come back down. Why do I say that? The bond market is not reacting to it. If you look at the 10-year or the 30-year or even shorter term, they don't seem to be reacting to that. We could be wrong. I think we know they're up high. That we know right now, but I'm hoping, I think it is probably be transitory. The Fed has done an excellent job spearheading the economy through some very difficult times, according to Zacks, in the recent past. Jay Powell or Jerome Powell and team are more than capable, according to Zacks, of transitioning the markets to normal interest rates. They said two force drive stock prices in the long run. I talked about this before. Interest rates, see, interest rates are low. That's very important. I like during the Carter's year. Interest rates and what else? Earnings. Two forces that drive stock prices in the long run are interest rates and earnings. Even pessimists acknowledge that the outlook for both remains favorable. So we're in a trend on the bull, but kind of a soft bull. The current administration fiscal policies have not only boosted growth, but also increased the length of the current economic expansion to start our way back in 2009. Now, if you're nervous about the market, folks, there's another strategy out there. You don't have to put all your eggs in the red money. You could put it in a green money strategy. I've seen some of these FIAs, or these enhanced indexed annuities, in the past get in the 20s and high 20s. That might sound impossible. But if it's wrong, guess what? Zero. Zero here. And if the market does correct, does go back down, you reset, or whatever that index you happen to choose, and you don't have to recapture and claw back. Sound confusing on the phone? That's why you need to set up a call or come in for a complimentary consultation. Call us toll-free at Legacy Financial Strategy at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. I'm not saying you shouldn't have money in the market. I'm not saying that at all. Some people get that confused. It depends on who you are, your temperament. One size does not fit all. There's pros and cons in everything. The current administration fiscal policy have not only boosted growth, according to Zacks, but also increased the length of the current economic expansion that started way back in 2009. History tells us that every period of economic expansion is what? Followed by a recession, and that will eventually happen to this expansion as well. Will happen soon. Who knows? But there is nothing in the current economic, according to Zacks, or corporate data that suggests we're heading towards a recession anytime soon. Now, what's a recession? It's when the GDP, gross domestic product, either stays flat or declines for two consecutive quarters. Well, obviously, I already told you at 6.4 and what anticipates, so we don't see that at all. We had that spike down before, which we had a very temporary. The pandemic wiped a shocking $4.5 trillion from the travel industry, but now the COVID is retreating. Remember, before the pandemic, the economy was humming, folks. It was humming. So now we're opening it up. So here's some things that Zacks talk about. Two, the Fed has done an excellent job, according to Zacks. Number three, ingredients to outperform. They said they strongly believe most investors should be able to generate decent gains. We'll have to see. Ingredients, growth, growth, growth. Ingredient two, they said, go small or go home. Ingredient three, value. And they talk about some stock picks, which I'm not going to mention on this show. So you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. We come back. Is the next real estate bubble? You know, the market, real estate is really taking off. Who would have guessed that during the pandemic that we'd have a shortage of supplies of real estate? So we'll talk about that when we come back and see where we're heading. So you're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to this very important message.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of The Complete Guide to Living a Tax-Free Retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you'd like to set up a 5, 10, 15-minute phone call just to see what we're about or come in for a complimentary consultation, give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. If you'd like to get these two books, one is called Smart Retirement, The Strategic Movement Around Retirement Taxation by Matt Sekula, and forwarded by Dr. Michael Rosian, who works for the Cleveland Clinic. Pretty powerful book. Talks about the bucket planning, the three buckets, tax deferred, taxable, tax-free. Got large print. And if you want to get our book that we co-authored with some other people and Jack Canfield called Pillars of Success, Dave Gallner and Sherry Marini, we'd be glad to autograph it. These two books are hardback. We'll even pay the shipping on it. So just give us a call, toll-free, 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. If you're driving, go to our website at leavealegacy.com. Leavealegacy.com has all our contact information. So before we talk about the next real estate bubble, I want to give this another take. And the reason I'm bringing all this out, folks, a lot of you are probably nervous. You don't know which way the market's going. And one day it's up, 2 days up, 3 days up, then down, all over the place. And you're not sure, shortage, and I'm sure about inflation. This is why you needed to get a second opinion. Get a written plan. You know, everything has pros and cons to it. You can't stick all your money in the bank, although we do believe you should have money in the bank for emergency money. We call that yellow money, anywhere from 3 months to a year. So you need to get on our calendar by giving us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963. So this is taken from Graham Summers. Over 12 months, he set a zero interest rate policy despite a growing economy, over $3 trillion in money printing, a debt buying rampage including corporate bonds, muni bonds, corporate bonds, ETFs, treasuries, mortgage-backed securities, student loans, certificates of deposit, etc. The Fed finally announced. What they announced is thinking about tightening monetary conditions. It only took the CPI clearing 5%, multiple signals that inflation is running hot. The housing market entered bubble territory, stocks roaring to all new time highs, and other signs of frothiness, including trade is a non-fungible token of a FART, joke, cryptocurrencies exploding higher. And what happened to those cryptos? Bitcoin, they went all the way down to test that low again, about 30,000. Now they're spiking up to about 34, 35. That's the Bitcoin. And the market took the Fed's shift in policy hard, but most of the price action was due to hedge funds being extremely lopsided in their positioning. But another way, what the Fed actually did and what it actually means for financial system are very different from how markets initially reacted to the news. Going into last week's Fed meeting, the hedge fund crowd was massively short treasuries based on inflation expectation. Treasury prices fall when what? Inflation rises. It's difficult to get a precise data on just how exposed hedge funds were to this trade. However, some data shows hedge funds held over, you ready for this? $2 trillion worth of treasury. This would put their ownership at roughly four times that of the largest U.S. bank, roughly $500 billion. As far as hedge funds were concerned, if inflation keeps rising, yields would break out of the 35-year downtrend, resulting in an explosive move higher. Well, crushing bond prices. Talk about massive profit-taking, Trey. With inflation rising and the Fed acting as though it wouldn't do anything to stop it, it's no wonder we're betting a farm in this scenario. Then the Fed announced last week that it intended to start tapering QE in late 2021, early 2022, while also raising rates late in, well, they said 2022, it's really 2023. Treasuries, particularly long-term treasury with maturations over 20 years. The long-term treasury, TLT, ETF, jumped 4% on the span of a few days. This forced widespread liquidations at hedge funds in their short bond positions. And when hedge funds, folks, start liquidating losses, they often will liquidate winners as well to free up capital. And I have a chart if you'd like to see this. This suggests that the sell-off in stocks was collateral damage from the move in bonds. Not necessarily a bearish development outright for stocks. With all this in mind, we need to take a look at what the bond market is currently doing for signs of where things are headed. Remember, it was treasuries that forced the Fed to act, and it was treasuries that forced the sell-off in stocks last week. So what did the Fed do last week? Did they actually raise rates? No. Did they actually taper QE? No. Did it do anything besides change inflation expectations? No, again. The Fed has clearly decided it is willing to stomach higher inflation in the near term to sustain the bubble in stocks and economic recovery. However, with inflation expectations rising, within 10 months, they recovered over 2 years' worth of declines. And Treasury yields getting dangerously close to breaking their long-term downtrend. The Fed was forced to temper those expectations. So the Fed did what it does best. It made a verbal intervention. But was the Fed really serious? Now, this gentleman claimed he don't claim to be a psychic in the sense that he can read the Fed's officials' minds. What he said, I can tell you, is this. I don't think it's coincident that within 48 hours of stock selling off, the Biden White House convened a meeting with the president's working group, the so-called plunge protection team. There were 16 Fed official appearances this week, the vast majority of which have been, what, to issue a dovish statements about how the market overreacted to the Fed, and the Fed is nowhere near thinking about tightening monetary policy. Since that time, Jerome Powell has appeared before Congress, during which he stated the Fed will wait for actual inflation as a trigger for rate rise. Fed won't raise rates preemptively. 5% inflation is not acceptable. We're all old enough to recall the 2% threshold. Inflation effects from reopening were larger than expected. High inflation is temporary and will abate. The factors weighing on labor supply should abate as well. It may take some patience to see what is really happening. Enhanced unemployment benefits may have been a factor in the current rise in inflation. He expects to see strong job creation in the fall. It's very, very unlikely the U.S. will suffer another 1970s inflation experience. So what say you? Here's what I say. Come in and do a plan. See what your options are, folks. See what your options are. Everything has pros and cons. Give us a call at Legacy Financial Strategy and set up a complimentary consultation. So is there in the horizon a next real estate bubble? This is from Jody Cudley. He's a contributing analyst from Oxford Club. It's clear the United States has another major housing problem. By this time, the problem is different from massive housing bubble in 2008. How so, you may say? Well, in 2008, the unregulated private mortgage lending and markets were to blame. When the bubble popped, the fallout was so big that it almost brought down the entire global financial system. This time, our problem is that we simply don't have nearly enough houses. I mentioned that earlier. A new report from the National Association of Realtors has quantified the problem for us. The report estimates that the United States home shortage currently sits at 5.5 million. When you consider that the entire home building industry builds only 1.5 million homes a year, a 5.5 million home shortage is a big one. It's going to take us a long time to make up that deficit. Undoubtedly, the housing shortage is large and is having an impact. You ready for this one? The medium, not around here, but the medium sales price for a home in the U.S. increased by 20% from $310,000 April 20 to $372,000 in April 2021. While housing prices now skyrocket across the country, this housing shortage story is now going mainstream. More than a year ago, he said he explained why he was extremely bullish on home builders stocks. So I won't go into some recommendations they have. Since 2008, the number has just been 0.5 new homes per 100 households, roughly half the bottom end of the normal range. Home builders were overly aggressive in the lead up to the implosion of the housing bottom. Burned by that experience, the industry modifies behavior too far in the other direction. Go figure, that's what always seems to happen. In fact, it overadjusted so much, we're now looking at the creation of a new kind of housing crisis. Not enough homes. Long term, this kind of problem is bullish for home builders. So folks, you got money, you're thinking about retiring, you want income, you want a steady, you want peace of mind, give Legacy Financial Strategy a call and set up a phone call, 5, 10, 15-minute call, or come in for a complimentary consultation. Give us a call and get these books while you're asking, called The Smart Retirement, Discover a Strategic Movement Around Retirement Taxation by Matt Sekula, and our book called The Pillars of Success. We co-author with some other folks in Jack Canfield. There's no charge. They're hardback. We'd be glad to ship them out to you. We'll pay for the books and the shipping. So give us a call at toll-free at Legacy Financial Strategy at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to an important message. When we come back, we're going to talk a little politics.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you didn't get a chance to write that phone number down or our websites, I'll give them to you again. Our toll-free number, if you'd like to get on our calendar and have a phone call, 5, 10, 15-minute phone call, or schedule a complimentary consultation, give Legacy Financial Strategy a call, toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Those three websites, lots of free information, leavealegacy.com, a lot of videos, a lot of free reports, leavealegacy.com, innovationtaxservice.com, and if you're a high net worth person paying a lot of taxes, you need to check this website out, EliteTaxReduction.com. So let's talk about some of the things in a little bit different than we've been talking about. Here's something you may not be aware of, at least I wasn't. One of the deadliest plants in North America is blooming. What do you know, or what do I know? Nothing about a poison hemlock. This is from Zach Tuggle from Mansfield News Journal, which is not too far from our area. Galion, G-A-L-I-O-N, Ohio. Poison hemlock, a dangerous weed that has been in the Buckeye State for a few years and in full bloom this week in north central Ohio. The hazardous plant is more visible in this area this year than ever before, according to Jason Hartshow from Ohio State University Extension Agent for Crawford County. It's everywhere, he said. He said, you can't drive US 30 and not see it, Hartshaw said. It keeps spreading by wildlife and by water and food plains. Poison hemlock started making news in 2019 when it was reported to have spread across southern Ohio. Now it's abundant across the state. The plant is also a lot in Pennsylvania. So I'd be curious if you've seen that. I haven't been outside that much, so I wouldn't know that, but that sounds something very, very serious. Here's something from the Epoch Times. If you haven't got that, E-P-O-C-H, we have the hard copy that we get once a week in our lobby, and we also get it online. I like it online because there's a lot of information that comes out. A new study links, and you might have heard about this before, I might be butchering the pronunciation of this. I need a medical person to help me with this. Ivermectin to large reductions in COVID-19 death. The use of anti-parasitic drug ivermectin could lead to large reductions in COVID-19 death and may have a significant impact on the pandemic globally, according to a recent preprint. Now, if I was on Twitter or those, I'd probably get thrown off, but I don't go on those, or at least I don't tweet on them. I haven't, but I don't really report that kind of information. But if I was saying that on there, I probably would be. For the study, published June 17th in American Journal of Therapeutics, a group of scientists reviewed the clinical trial use of ivermectin, which has antiviral and anti-inflammatory properties, in 24 random-sized control trials involving just more than 3,400 participants. The researchers sought to assess the efficacy of ivermectin in reducing infection or mortality in people with COVID-19 who are at high risk of getting it. Using multiple methods of sequential analysis, the researchers concluded with a moderate level of confidence that the drug reduced the risk of death in COVID-19 patients by an average, ready for this, 62%. At a 95% confidence interval of 0.9 to 0.79. You probably don't know what I'm talking about. There's 0.05 levels and 0.01 levels, so that's a pretty high confidence interval. Among hospitalized COVID-19 patients, the risk of death was found to be 2.3% among those treated with the drug, compared to 7.8% for those who weren't, according to the review. Now, folks, as I mentioned before, I never took the flu vaccine. I'm not going to take this vaccine, but, you know, there's legislation in Pennsylvania now. And the Senate and possibly the House may pass it so we don't have to have this passport that you had the vaccine. But our beloved Governor Wolf said he's going to veto it. So here's the question. Are we going to have enough Democrats to come over and override that veto? So we'll have to stay tuned to see what's going on. Or are we going to have to move out of the state? We'll have to see. Now, our beloved president, now remember, God loves everybody. He wants all to come to repentance. But the first step in salvation, by the way, is James 4:10. You must humble yourself before the Lord, and he'll lift you up. So it's repentance, godly forgiveness. Joey has some serious cognitive. Now, you don't have to be a medical doctor to know this. Ex-Trump doctor, and also was George Bush doctor in Obama, requests Biden to take cognitive tests. Texas Representative Ronnie Jackson, who used to be a medical doctor for the three presidents, started controversy among his colleagues after circulating a petition calling for President Joe Biden to take a cognitive test. Formerly serving as a White House physician under former President Donald Trump and Barack Obama, Jackson collected signatures for petition this week during a GOP meetings and House votes. He said on Thursday he expects to send a letter in the next day or two requesting Biden to take that cognitive test. What say you, folks? You think he will? No, he won't. He probably won't even get the letter. They'll probably pigeonhole it. Just everything that has been going on for the last year and a half, Biden doesn't know what's going on, where he's at, he said. He's very confused all the time, Jackson said, according to The Hill. In October, during a Trump campaign call, Jackson said he was convinced, amidst Biden campaign gaffes, that the president doesn't have the mental capacity, the cognitive ability to serve as our commander-in-chief and head of state. Jackson had previously declared in 2018, despite Trump's junk food diet, he was in excellent cardiac health, scored a perfect 30 out of 30 on a cognitive test, and was exactly 1 pound below what is considered obese. Jackson credited the former president's health to his incredibly good genes, and it's just the way God made him. Biden, now 78, is the nation's oldest president since his inauguration. He has maintained a rigorous schedule so far in the basement. Now, Biden has just now returned from a summit. That took a lot out of him, meeting with Russia President Vladimir Putin in Geneva, which lasted 3 hours. Last month, White House officials said Biden would take an annual physical exam later this year and public release results, but White House officials declined to comment further. Folks, you know everybody knows that he's slipping. It's almost elder abuse. When you see he wanders off like a dog wanders off and his wife says, come here, it's sad to see that. It's an embarrassment. Here's another article. It said Representative Matt Gaetz to Newsmax. Did FBI animate storming the Capitol? Tucker's been talking about that quite some time. Was the FBI involved in that January 6th? I would like to see them release a lot of the videos. I've seen a lot of the videos, and they don't seem to show that. And I would like to see the people that were charged get due process. There's people who have done things in all these other states, and they put them in jail, and they get out right away. In fact, there's even some Democratic people out there paying their bail to get out. We have two systems in our society, unfortunately, for the royalty and for the ones who are not in royalty. And who decides the royalty? The powers to be. And then a Arizona audit reviewing thousands of ballots where machines did not detect a vote for president. What say you? There were over 33,000 undervotes, Bennett told the Western Journal. There may be, you know, a certain number of people that didn't want to vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump or anyone else. So they may, in fact, be undervotes. But if someone circled the oval or made a check next to it or did something other than pixels of blackness inside the oval, almost 1% of the 3.4 million that voted in Arizona, the machine did not record any vote for the president. Folks, I read the Old New Testament 35 times. I'm on my 36th time. That won't get you to heaven. You can see the stories, and they change from evil to good. There's a few chapters it changes. This is not a few chapters, but when they write the story, it will be a few chapters. God is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Who do you say he is? We're all going to die. God loves everybody. He wants all, A-L-L, to come to repentance. But unfortunately, according to Matthew 7, many people think they're going to spend eternity in heaven. But the Bible clearly states they don't, won't. The gate is narrow, yet he loves everybody. Why is that? I believe it's two main reasons. It could be other reasons. Ignorance and pride. First step to salvation. All have sinned and fall short of glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. All have sinned and fall short of glory of God. Compared to a righteous, holy God, we're filthy rags. A man is appointed once to die, Hebrews 9:27, then comes the judgment. We're going to die. Where are you going to spend eternity? The secret is repentance. Ask for godly forgiveness, accepting who? Jesus Christ is the God. He stands at the door and knocks. Can you hear him? He'll open the door if you repent. Accept him as the God. I am the way, the truth, and the life, meaning Jesus. He's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and last. Who do you say he is? We have two books we'd like to give you. One is called The Case for Christ by Lee Strobel. It's the condensed version. And the other one is Heaven. You get goosebumps when you read that, folks. This is, if you're a believer, this is not your citizenship. God is in control. We're slipping. Our moral fabric is slipping. But he still loves us. He has patience. It's still too late. So who do you say he is? If you'd like to get those books, give us a call. We will pay the shipping, no charge for the books. Toll free, 800-264-4963. We also like to give you this bill called the $1 trillion bill with Abraham Lincoln on the one side. Will you go to heaven when you die? That's the $1 trillion question. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week.
Folks, if you own stocks, mutual funds, or variable annuities, listen up. We have software that'll do a moral audit. Maybe the money that you're investing is supporting outfits that support pornography, anti-family entertainment, abortion, or maybe non-warrior's lifestyle, or maybe also alcohol, tobacco, and gambling. We will take those mutual funds, variable annuities, and we have this free software we'll analyze and show you what percentage of that money is going to support those. You do not have to give up rate of return to invest in those things. We can show you how to move that money and will support the companies who support the morals that you want out there. So if you want a copy of that moral audit at no charge you, please call toll free at 800-264-4963 or 724-983-1670. It's called the Evaluator.
Yes, the financial game has changed, but you can't sit on the sidelines forever because this year is important. If you found out there was a missing factor, a piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now, or if it could cause a significant problem or cost you in the future, would you want to find out about it today, 5 or 10 years from now? Never. If that fact or piece of information was a must-know fact, would you agree that you want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that would put your money at risk? That would make our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that's in your best interest before making that decision. Need some ideas for a particular circumstance? Call Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leavewithlegacy.com for a simple three-step review process to evaluate the risks of your retirement prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that puts your money at risk. That's what makes our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that's your best interest before making that decision. Call us at toll free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963, or go to our website at leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com.